Обстоятельства требуют от нас решительных и незамедлительных действий.
Russian President Vladimir Putin on February 24th announcing the beginning of the war. When it started, a Russian general bragged Ukraine wouldn't last 3 days. Defiant Ukrainians pushed back.
We are not afraid.
A month later, Ukraine was still in the fight, and that general was dead. Yevhenia Kravchuk is a member of Ukraine's parliament who lives in Kyiv.
This is the first time we have a state that has an army, that has a political leadership, that is not afraid to stand for our country.
In the run-up to the war, they prepared to fight with anything they could find.
There will be a rifle in every window.
Malcolm Nance, a retired naval intelligence officer, went there to fight with them.
The joke here is that a Russian invasion would be an invitation to the largest Molotov cocktail party in the history of the world.
That's precisely what happened. But then something else happened, something remarkable, something some call the Trans-Europe Express. And coming up in my next report.
Even if you don't care about the moral aspect of this, supporting the people of Ukraine, you should care about your own security interests.
The incredible pressure to get help to Ukraine. JJ Green, WTOP News.
Leave Paris in the morning with tea.